In world news this evening, the international community is anxiously watching whether an unexpected deal between the U.S., Russia, Ukraine, and the European Union will end unrest in Ukraine, where armed separatists in the East want to break away from the country. Stefan Boss reports.
A day after Russian, Ukrainian, American, and European Union envoys agreed to ease tensions in Ukraine, there were no signs that pro-Russian separatists in the eastern town of Slavyansk had disarmed. They first want Ukraine to become a federal state with more autonomy for the eastern regions. The town of Slavyansk is surrounded. The army is everywhere, this pro-Russian protester says. He warns we will stay here till the bitter end. People also block the roads entering the town. We demand a federal state and a referendum, so people can vote what they want. The standoff came after American President Barack Obama already expressed skepticism as to whether Russia would keep its side of the bargain agreed in Geneva. He recalled that under the deal, illegal military groups in Ukraine must be dissolved and those occupying buildings must be disarmed and leave them.
The Russians signed on to that statement, and the question now becomes, will in fact they use the influence that they've exerted in a disruptive way to restore some order so that Ukrainians can carry out an election, move forward with the decentralization reforms that they've proposed.
Moscow has denied its forces are involved in eastern Ukraine, where several people have died in recent clashes. Yet Russian President Vladimir Putin has not completely ruled out military action in the area to protect Russian speakers, and he admitted his forces were involved in the recent annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. The NATO military alliance says Russia has still some 40,000 troops near Ukraine's borders. NATO increased its own military presence in Eastern Europe as part of an East-West confrontation not seen since the collapse of the Soviet Union. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.